Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So wasn't there a TV show where a mom had little kids that, and she was trying to get them into, I guess, a dance recital or a competitive dance, shall we say, arena, and they would try to sabotage other kids, almost like the Nancy Kerrigan, Tonya Harding thing, where Tonya Harding was allegedly hooked up with, I guess, her ex, and her ex hit Nancy Kerrigan's knee and all that. And so apparently there's a mom, I think out of Pennsylvania, that got arrested because she had made deep fake videos of a couple of the cheerleaders. I believe it was on her daughter's squad. And she made these deep fake videos that were of them naked and smoking and drinking. So the kids ended up getting kicked off the team. And this was a mom who did that. You know, it's interesting. You know, I'm a big fan of women and motherhood and sisterhood, and everybody got each other's back. But man, you don't do something like this. She will never get to come back to the sisterhood. We'll never be able to let her come back after this. So one of the teenage girls who was targeted, apparently she was on Good Morning America with her mom, and she's like, this isn't me. This deep fake technology is some scary stuff. I saw a video of Tom Cruise, but it wasn't Tom Cruise. It was a guy that looked like Tom Cruise. They could add the wrinkles, they could add the facial blemishes or moles or freckles, they could do that. I mean, for me, if you ever wanted to deep fake me, then, I mean, just, put maybe like extra hair, right, in the upper lip and the eyebrows. Just give me one eyebrow. I mean, there's some subtleties, right, to my facial features. A lot of wrinkles, a lot of marionette lines. But apparently it's a very common type of I don't want to call it malware, because some people actually do deepfake on purpose. Remember we were talking about if I ever had to be naked, for like a mammogram shoot or something like that, I'd probably need somebody to kind of, make my body look better, right, and kind of, deepfake that. Apparently there are people that use deepfake technology to make themselves look better. Yeah, I've already tried to look it up. I don't know how to do it. Okay. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I would love to figure out how to make myself look better on camera. Okay. I'm not going to be in my 40s much longer. I'm going to have to rely on technology. But the fact that this deep fake technology exists is very anxiety producing. I'm not as anxious about it, though, because now I feel like if you do something wrong, you can say, sorry, that was deep faked. That was deep faked. Somebody made that up. They created an image of me robbing a bank. But in this particular case, these kids got kicked off the team. And what's been happening lately with, how we approach, life and society and cancel culture and things like that is if you get caught on camera saying anything inappropriate, you are guilty until proven innocent. Your job will fire you. Your friends will ban you. Your social media, Twitter and Facebook, will cut you off. And my concern is with this deep fake technology is that if it's so prevalent, anybody at any time could alter what you do. One of the reasons why I videotape some of my segments and that is because, you know, one is, because I was asked to be on camera, and I don't know why, guys. You look at me, it doesn't work. But another is, there's my evidence that nobody can mess with, you know, my, what I'm airing, what I'm streaming. I go, look, this is what I did. This is my proof. Now, you know, how do you go through life having a witness or documenting everything you say? If somebody decides to deep fake you, because they don't like you on your daughter's team, or they want to ruin your career, or they think you bullied, you know, somebody and they want to get you back, you are going to lose everything until finally the time comes around for you to be able to prove that it was deep fake. Now, my guess is it's getting a little easier. I don't know how to identify what is deep fake or not. There's supposed to be ways to tell. You know, when you see a video, to me, it's a deep fake if there's like kind of discolorations. If there's like I believe one of these videos of the girl smoking, they had it in red where she had this red hue, this red filter, this red background. Okay, to me, that looked a little suspicious, right? You know, because not a lot of us do the filter. I mean, I'll take a picture and I might do black and white because I think we look the best black and white, right? But, you know, because, you know, when you have food in your teeth, it doesn't show up as well. But, you know, so sometimes that, and I'm going to kind of do a little bit more research on this, but this deep fake is really, really freaking people out because somebody has the potential to ruin your life in a second. The second something gets out there that you possibly said something or did something inappropriate or against the rules, you'll get kicked out of school. You'll get kicked out of your job. And people have this technology very easily. You know, I've always been bucking technology, people. I've told you guys this. You know, when I heard that medical institutions had to go all electronic, the first thing I'm thinking about is, but somebody's going to hack into them. Somebody's going to, you know, maybe take your records and hold them ransom. And that's exactly what happened. You know, we've allowed ourselves to be videotaped all the time. And by the way, isn't it supposed to be illegal to videotape somebody against their will? You know, let's say I'm at Walmart and there's something on the lower aisle and I decide to bend down and I don't bend my knees, so I just bend over to go and pick that up. And somebody decides to take a picture. Now there's a picture of me and my butt. Yeah, I mean, I'm dressed, obviously, but what if I don't want that anywhere? And then that gets put on Facebook going, you know, look at people wearing pajamas at Walmart. Don't you have any rights? So it's a scary time. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, weekly COVID deaths have fallen to below 11,000, their lowest since Thanksgiving. Of course, experts are worrying that cases may plateau. The emergence of variants in every state could lead to another surge. People are worried about what's happening at the border. I've been asked about Texas. How's Texas doing? I think Texas is doing pretty good. I mean, I'm hearing that they've had a decline in coronavirus cases, but I've told you guys where I stand on case counts. I can't go by case counts. If you told me cases are up, or you told me cases are down, I'm like, just tell me what's going on in the hospitals and tell me if anybody's dying. The problem with the cases is many states are opening back up. I'm expecting Texas cases to go up. They haven't. We're being told that over the past 2 weeks, the rolling average number of daily new cases of coronavirus has dropped 42%. And remember, Governor Greg Abbott had ended the COVID-19 mass and lockdown restrictions last week. So people said, oh, my gosh, everybody's going to die in Texas now. Well, I'm torn because on one end, I agree with Governor Abbott that everybody kind of knows what they need to do. Don't be sneezing on other people. Try and stay away from other people. If you want to wear a face covering, you can wear a face covering. But the government doesn't have to mommy us. They don't have to baby us. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you don't, we're not going to throw you in jail. We're not going to close your business down. If you want your business to open and be a vibrant business, we're not going to impede that. And interesting, you know, with the way capitalism works, if a restaurant wants to attract those who are still fearful of COVID and want to wear the masks, et cetera, they can keep their numbers down. That restaurant could be, guys, we are going to be a COVID mask-friendly restaurant, so only masks, social distancing, we're only going to be at 25 or 35% capacity. And you wonder what? They're going to attract people. They're going to attract a certain clientele. I don't know how they'll stay open with those numbers, but they will attract clientele who are like, you know what, I want to go to a COVID-safe place. Then you're going to have other places like bars going, guys, you want to drink, you want to hit on people, you want to hook up with people. Hey, we're open for business. So some businesses are going to focus on where their clientele is, where their market is. And I really do think there's going to be places out there that are going to be, you know, places where you wear a mask, places where you social distance. Because a lot of people like that. They like not being sneezed on. They like going to a restaurant and having the place almost all to themselves. Not sure how the restaurant could afford to stay open. Now, but there might be some places saying, look, you know, that's how we're going to, you know, position ourselves in the market. So the Texas Department of State Health Services on Sunday reported 2,300 new confirmed or probable cases of COVID-19, 69 additional deaths. Number of hospitalizations, however, have dropped to 4,093. So they still have people in the hospital. They still have people dying of COVID. They still have cases, but it's not as high as we were seeing from the Thanksgiving to March period. That's a good sign. Now, why I have an issue with case counts is Texas is now opening up. Once they were told that businesses could open 100% capacity, many employers said, guys, you want your job back? Great. Get tested. As long as you're COVID negative, we'll see you on Monday. Well, then people are going to get the test. So, you know, we saw cases drop sometimes during the peak of our COVID pandemic, because if employers weren't telling people to go and get tested, they didn't. I can't tell you how many people call me through telemedicine, say, yeah, I got, you know, sneezing, I got coughing, I got sinus congestion. I'm like, all right, go get yourself tested for COVID. They're like, oh, no way. I don't want to get tested for COVID. Just give me an antibiotic. I'm like, can't do that. This might be viral. Why can't I just get an antibiotic? So the average person doesn't want to go and get tested, which means to me, when I hear cases going up, it's one of two things. Either A, is people are getting sick, because when you go to the hospital, you're getting tested. Or B, employers are mandating you get tested before you come back to work. Now, so when cases go down, low case counts, that to me means nobody's requiring the cases. People don't want to get tested. There's probably a lot more mild cases. Again, I just want mild cases. That's where I'm at. I'm happy with that. So if, you know, Texas is starting to, I don't want to say level off, but we're starting to see them slow down a little bit, that's a good sign. In Nevada, we started to open up for business. We opened up to 50% because we were at 25% capacity. Then a few weeks ago, we were able to open up to 35% capacity and then 50% capacity. And I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I got to tell you, many of these places were, I tell you how they did it, okay? You know, it didn't look like 25% capacity to me or 35% capacity. Most of the restaurants just closed if that was the case. What happened is a lot of restaurants opened up tents outside and had seats out there. So if an inspector came in and said, wait a second, I'm looking at this restaurant now. It does not look like it's at 25 or 35% capacity. They go, no, look at the chairs. Look at the tables. Look at all the tables we have. We're only using 35% of our tables. And so you see these tents and tables put up outside. That's kind of how, you know, that was done. So, restaurants had to do what they had to do. I mean, companies had to do what they had to do. You know, some people are fighting for their lives. Other people, they're fighting for their careers. They're fighting for their industry. So I get that. But the reason why I am going to put whatever money I have, I mean, I'm definitely going to take the bet that cases are going to go up in Texas, is we are seeing some, you know, huge influxes of people coming from Mexico, coming from Honduras, coming from Guatemala. You know, I've been asked, you know, is the border crisis going to lead to a, quote, fourth coronavirus wave in the United States? Absolutely it can. If we're not testing everybody, or if people are coming through COVID positive, and by the way, we do still have a lot of false negatives with the COVID tests, and they're coming into Texas, the cases are going to go up. That's why I don't really blame Governor Abbott for opening up, because the cases are going to go up anyway. If the cases are going to go up anyway, people might as well be able to still, you know, try to feed their family and, you know, support the state and pay taxes and still try to live as regular a life. But we are having a huge surge of migrants. Now, in the United States, on the vaccinations front, 20% of the U.S. has received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. 10% of the country is deemed fully vaccinated. What does it mean to be fully vaccinated? You've gotten both your shots of Pfizer and Moderna, or the one shot of Johnson & Johnson, and it's been 2 weeks after your final shot. You're considered fully vaccinated. Are you completely immune? No. That's why we're not using the term immune. Immune means you just can't get sick at all. Nah, you could still get the virus, but we want you vaccinated so you don't have severe illness or hospitalizations. So the United States, we're at about 10% of the country. We still have a long way to go, but that's going to speed up. But cases and hospitalizations have dropped precipitously, so I'm pretty excited about that. But health experts are saying, well, wait a second, numbers are going to rise. We are going to see cases rise because we have the spring breakers. Vegas opened up, and you saw people, man, they were having a good time. It was like, yee-haw! People were having a good time. But I look at what's going on below our border. So, yeah, people are partying for spring break. That's going to up the numbers. People are coming into Vegas. Restrictions are opening up in California. I think people are going to be able to get their hair done, finally. Although people in California still all look good. So, I look at Mexico. Well, in Mexico, the health ministry reported on Saturday that the country had 6,100 new confirmed cases of coronavirus and 639 additional fatalities. So, Mexico is still grappling with high cases. And I believe they bought vaccines from China, the Sinovac, and I'm not sure what percentage they're at. I think maybe 8% of their population has gotten at least one shot. So, they've purchased millions more vaccines, but again, they're not anywhere near as vaccinated as we are in America. And then Honduras and Guatemala, if you look at those graphs, they're spiking. Honduras, Guatemala, and these are people coming to the United States. So yeah, I do think cases are going to go up. All eyes are right now on Brazil. Brazil has probably spiked the worst. If you look at their cases, they are easily going into, I don't even know if we want to call it a fourth wave. It looks like they are just on the rise with active cases. Italy also going up. So I know it's frustrating for people. I wish I didn't have to report that. But, you know, yeah, I think the U.S. will see, hopefully not as bad. But we need to really get on our vaccinations. But I don't think we have to have the country locked down. 1-877-DUCK-DELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The judge overseeing the trial of the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd is being asked to delay it. This comes after Floyd's family agreed to a $27 million settlement with the city of Minneapolis last week. Derek Chauvin's defense attorney, Eric Nelson, expressing concern that the news of the settlement would impact jurors already selected to hear the case and those who could be chosen. White House officials say nearly 30% of adults in the United States have received at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine.
Over the last 7 days, we're now averaging 2.4 million shots per day.
Top White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt reiterating President Biden's goal that every American should be able to receive a vaccine by May 1st, and they will be free for everyone. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Gasoline prices have increased a quarter over the last 3 weeks, according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. Lundberg telling USA Radio News there are several reasons for the increase, supply, and of course, prices of crude oil.
That accounts for more than half of this price hike at the pump. Higher crude oil prices and also the supply of gasoline way down because of the idling of a lot of refining capacity during last month's cold snap, extreme cold, and power outage.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline now $2.87. With 10 nominations, Mank, a black and white immersion into old Hollywood, leads the nominees for the 93rd Academy Awards, setting up an odd Oscars celebration following a year when movies were largely exiled from theaters. The ceremony will be held April 25th, 8 weeks later than originally planned because of the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Show 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have some breaking news. Apparently, multiple pedestrians have been injured after a car drove into them on a sidewalk in San Diego. Being reported by the Times of San Diego, multiple pedestrians were injured. This happened around 9 a.m. in the City College area near the tunnel under the campus in the 1400 block of B Street. San Diego police said the driver of the vehicle has been detained. No immediate information on the extent of the injuries, and police have asked the public to avoid the area.
We've seen, unfortunately, rare cases of this where people will take their car and mow people down. And it could be somebody fell asleep at the wheel, could be somebody had a seizure, somebody could have been inebriated, or it could have been a terrorist attack. And I am so frustrated when you hear cases like this because, you know, there's people that will choose to walk to work, or they'll choose to, you know, exercise, or they'll choose to, you know, be outside and practice their COVID social distancing, not being indoors and breathing on each other, you know, just for something like this to happen. So we don't know exactly what happened or why, but we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a woman died 40 minutes after receiving the COVID vaccine. This was in Hidalgo, Mexico. And post-mortem results indicate that her death was not linked to the shot. Most of these deaths you hear in the news are not linked to the shot. Now, the initial reports, the reason why the officials say that is, one, they don't want people to panic, because obviously things can spread. News articles could spread rapidly. And B, is because they're primarily looking for anaphylaxis, allergic reaction. But several media outlets reported that she died 15 minutes after receiving the dose of the Chinese-made Sinovac at a vaccination center in Metepec. But the Federal Health Ministry said she actually passed away 40 minutes after the shot. Now, according to the newspaper Millennial, the woman began to feel weak minutes after receiving the vaccine and fainted when she got up to go to the washroom. She was taken to an IMSS clinic in Metepec, but was dead on arrival. Now, Deputy Health Minister Hugo Lopez-Gatell told the government's coronavirus press briefing on Thursday night that preliminary results of an autopsy indicated that the woman's death was not related to the application of the vaccine, one of four that have been used in Mexico to date. And the autopsy determined that she had chronic heart disease and suffered heart failure. So they say there is no evidence that suggests that the vaccine could have contributed to the death of this person. What was found was chronic heart disease and is closely associated with a disease called rheumatic fever. That is the finding now, but not the final ruling. So tests are going to be undertaken, and they, of course, want to stop any distortion of information or conspiracy theories. 3.8 million vaccine doses have been administered in Mexico as of Thursday night. And data has shown there's been 11,439 reports of adverse reactions. 71 cases were considered serious, but over 96% of the adverse reactions, the 11,000, were reported among people who received Pfizer BioNTech, which is the most widely used vaccine in Mexico. There were 361 adverse reactions to the AstraZeneca, 39 to the Sputnik, and 9 to the Sinovac. So Mexico has received under 5.5 million vaccine doses. About 70% have been used, and the government is going to acquire another 232 million of the two-shot vaccine doses, and they are hoping to get 100 million by today. Their pandemic is still very, very vibrant, and so they obviously still have cases, and hundreds of deaths continue to be registered every year, every day. So the United States and Brazil have recorded more deaths than Mexico, but we're hoping to obviously see our countries south of our border control their numbers and get vaccinated. But, you know, many of you have asked me about these reactions where people die within minutes of the vaccine. And again, I'm not here to spread any conspiracy theories. I'm a physician. I'm here to answer your questions. I'm here to give you my opinion. But when I hear of these collapses, you know, or the blood pressure drops, I just think that there might be something like maybe the potassium chloride or something, the whatever ingredient is in there that might, very rarely, affect somebody's heart and the rhythm. That's very, very hard to tell if somebody goes into an abnormal rhythm. And what's to blame? Because remember, 1 in 36 people have a heart attack each second in the United States. So if every 36 seconds somebody's having a heart attack, and one of the most common activities right now is the vaccine, I don't know if it's more common than sex, but then statistics would show that probably some people are going to have their heart attack luck of the draw, coincidentally, when they're getting the vaccine. But many people don't feel comfortable with, well, it could be coincidental. Many people want to know what happened. The 39-year-old, I believe she was a physical therapist, who died, I think this was in Indiana, 4 days after her second COVID-19 shot. Family is a little upset that initial report said it had nothing to do with the vaccine. Family's concerned because they said she was healthy and she sought out the vaccination because she was a medical worker, a surgical tech for an area plastic for a plastic surgeons group. And the family said, I think it was definitely the shot because it was a constant progression from the shot to being ill to having organ shutdown. Now, she had Moderna vaccine. She got fever, headache, nausea, chills. Then the side effects lingered. Then she had to be evacuated to Intermountain Medical Center in Murray, and she apparently died on February 5th, and they said her liver had shut down. Now, what in the vaccine could cause that? I think there's a tribromethine? I have to double-check that. Sorry. Trimethamine? I have to find the exact... these chemicals that are in these ingredients, they're not, let me see, hold on, is that it? Oh, there we go, look at this, there we go. It is trimethamine. Maybe it could be the trimethamine, I don't know. I mean, we've seen very, very rare effects of large doses of that causing respiratory depression and electrolyte abnormalities, but should it technically affect the liver, not that we know of. So the Moderna vaccine has the messenger RNA, it has the lipid, the polyethylene glycol, and cholesterol and disterol to surround the mRNA, the trimethamine hydrochloride, acetic acid, sodium acetate, and sucrose, which is a sugar. Not anything startling that should put somebody into liver failure, but like I said, we have seen people that have, unfortunately, taken a Tylenol or acetaminophen and gone into liver failure. So sometimes it's the wrong place at the wrong time. So many people are worried about some of these cases, one in Mexico, this one in Indiana, somebody in Japan had a hemorrhagic stroke, and they ask me, why is the government so quick to say it wasn't the shot? Because, again, they don't want people to panic. And I think we all have to realize that when it comes to this vaccination program, there is no doubt that there's going to be a select few that unfortunately don't do well. And that's scary because I don't want anybody having any adverse event. But because COVID is so scary, COVID so deadly, we're having people a year later still have symptoms. We have no idea what this virus could do long term. Public officials want people to get the vaccine. And that's why I'm on the side of getting vaccinated. Trust me, when I got my vaccine, I was thinking about the side effects too. I was with my mom. I was checking on her every hour. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I was nervous getting the vaccine. I'm not going to lie. You know, I hate it when, you know, people out there just... you know, try to propagate a narrative. My narrative is, I think COVID is worse than the vaccine. COVID disease is scarier. COVID kills more. Knowing people that die to COVID, I'm getting the vaccine. But I'm not going to tell you it's 1,000% safe. Now, and so, you know, I understand people's hesitancy, but... you don't want to hesitate and then get COVID, especially with what we're seeing in Brazil. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence. intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly's show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC.
D-A-L-I.
Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, all right, I like to share the memo. I am noticing that a lot of people are behind the times with some of the new changes that we have. And something had surfaced the last few weeks, and I'm not sure if you've heard the term digital blackface, but this is something that a lot of you might be accidentally doing. And it is considered offensive and could possibly get you into trouble later. Which is, and, you know, whenever anybody does something offensive, you know, or racist or politically incorrect, and, you know, many times they'll say, I didn't know. I didn't know that's what you were supposed to do. And then they, but it's not an excuse. So for those of you that aren't really too familiar with digital blackfaces, what that is when somebody, like I'll post something on social media and I'll say, you know, hey guys, you know, I woke up, it's daylight savings time, you know, I tripped over the cat, I had to pee and I almost peed on myself. And then somebody might respond with a picture of a black person going, no way, you know, or bad Monday. Or if you use a picture or a GIF, you know, one of those like videos of a black person and you're not black, it could be considered digital blackface. And so the Slow Factory Foundation is warning non-black individuals that sharing memes or GIFs on social media may be inadvertently committing this. And the reason why this subject has come up is because of the Oprah interview. Apparently, the Oprah interview with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, has produced a bunch of memes of Oprah. I never saw the interview, but apparently Oprah might have looked shocked. And so people are using those memes. So, like, there's one where Oprah has both her hands up. And somebody wrote, tourists in Pisa posing for photos. You know how people will stand next to the Tower of Pisa and look like they're holding it up? Yeah, so they say that's inappropriate, and that's you know, and it might unfortunately propagate stereotypes. So the Slow Factory Foundation is a 501c3 public service organization combating racism, and it's reminding social media users to not use those. On their Instagram, they say, performing blackness, be it IRL or online, is not an acceptable form of expressing reaction or dissatisfaction, especially not in exchange for likes or retweets. So this first came from, there was an op-ed written by Lauren Michelle Jackson for Teen Vogue. And she discussed, this was back in 2017, how blackface activity can pervade the cyber world. When non-black users flock to these images, they are play-acting within those stereotypes in a manner reminiscent of an unsavory American tradition. So, according to the Slow Factory, they said, while seemingly harmless, the problem with digital blackface is that it often reinforces negative stereotypes about black folks, such as they're aggressive, loud, sassy, they say, simply here for your consumption and entertainment. They say it is another way people try and co-opt black identity and culture without any of the day-to-day realities of being black. So many of you have a GIF or a media library, let's say, or a go-to where you will post a picture. Or there's ways to do thumbs up and like a thumbs up or a peace sign, and then you could change the color of that based on your skin. Apparently, if you are choosing a tone that's not yours, that is also considered offensive. So a lot of people don't get the memo, and they might post something, and they, you know, I love Eddie Murphy, and I will post quotes of Eddie Murphy or some, you know, but if you post his expression, and you're trying to use that as your own, it's considered digital blackface. Now, many of you heard this case, Georgetown University of Law has fired one of the professors, and I believe fired the second one when Sandra Sellers and David Batson, two professors, were having a conversation regarding black students' performances in their classes at the end of a lecture last month. Now, their comments were included in the recorded lecture, and a student had posted the snippet of the video on Twitter, Hassan Ahmad. And in the snippet, Sellers had said, according to CNN, "I end up having this angst every semester that a lot of my lower ones are," and then she describes the racial demographic, referencing lower grades. She says, "happens almost every semester." And she says, "oh, come on, it's some really good ones, but there are also usually some that are just plain at the bottom. It drives me crazy." Now, who she was talking to was David Batson. Now, he didn't look like he was responding, but he has now been fired because he didn't call her out on it. And he didn't say anything then and there and stop it. So there's, you know, what we need to do is, you know, in our progress in terms of, you know, not, shall we say, allowing, you know, racist discussions or not, or trying to, you know, fight racism, shall we say, we need to understand that a lot of people might not realize that some of their behavior is offensive. This other professor, I'm not sure if he said anything at all on the video, but not saying something caused him to be fired. Now, many jobs are doing sensitivity training. They are now training sexual harassment. I remember having to do videos for my job on sexual harassment or what qualifies as sexual harassment. And you would think, you know, describing a movie and telling a joke from a movie was okay because it was a movie. No, because if somebody finds that offensive, it's offensive. And so employers are training. But one thing that many of the training modules are saying is you have to speak up. If you don't speak up, you are complicit. You are going to be also at risk of losing your job and terminated. So it's a very rapidly evolving time to try to, you know, end, like I said, racism in the workplace. But I'm just here to kind of update everybody with what I see on social media. I think there's a lot of things that happen on social media that might not mean to be politically incorrect and insensitive, but unfortunately it comes out that way. I told you guys I was really excited to see a female NFL ref, and I laughed. I thought this was funny. And people had posted, they go, "yeah, but, you know, she'll bring up penalties from 2 years or two games prior or two seasons ago." You know, I thought that was funny. I'm a woman. I thought that was funny. The problem is other people are going to think that's offensive. And so some people said, "you know what, then I'm just off social media. I just can't take the risk." But, you know, Zoom, and there's discussions now that you might say something and not realize that you are being, you know, you're being inappropriate. Yeah, and I didn't hear the whole video. As the professor was talking about the students in the class, she's like, I hate to say it, but that didn't. What's the word for it? Indemnify, or, you know, she, her comments were on video and she got fired. So, you know, be very, very aware of what you're saying. It's a shame that, you know, these conversations happen, and these conversations happen on film, and then they get spread on social media. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.